Cantor Audio presents Cloche and Dagger by Jen McKinley, narrated by Karen O'Brien. Chapter 1.
Scarlet Elizabeth Parker, put down the moon pie and listen to me, Vivian Tremont ordered.
I held my cell phone away from my ear and frowned at it. How could my cousin, who was almost 5,000 miles away and in another country, know I was eating a moon pie? I put it down on my coffee table and swallowed the bite of cookie, marshmallow, and chocolate I'd just taken. "I'm not eating a moon pie," I said. Technically, it was not a lie, since I had just put it down.
"Oh, please, I know you, pet," Vivian said in her crisp British way. "You always eat moon pies when you're upset."
"How's business?" I asked. I had learned in my 27 years of knowing her that a change of subject was the only way to throw Viv off track.
"Not good, because I'm too busy worrying about you," she returned. Obviously, she was not to be thwarted today. "Now, here's what I think you should do."
Viv paused to take a deep breath, and I thought about how much I disliked any sentence that had "you should" in it. Still, she was winding up for what sounded like it would be a lengthy monologue, so I decided to make use of the time by finishing my moon pie. "Now, you know Mim left the hat shop to both of us," she said. "I know you had other career aspirations, but since those have imploded, I think it's time for you to come to London and take up your half of the business."